You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh. On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
Welcome back. It's In This League. Scott Bogman, Chris Welsh. It's a great day. I am thoroughly enjoying the Dodgers. Just having all their hopes and dreams just crushed. Every at bat is just a little piece of their soul being ripped out. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful feeling.
They couldn't look any more depressed. This looks like a commercial for depression medication, anxiety medication.
I'll tell you, if there isn't a company like Paxil that doesn't have an ad going like into this, if I ran one of those companies, I would be calling in right now saying, you bump this because I am going to make some serious cash for Big Pharma here, because this is a depressing sight too. The fans are like, look at that. I'm looking at this right now. Look at those fans behind the home plate. They are just lifeless. This is a Walking Dead. This is a scene from Fear the Walking Dead. This is crazy.
It's nuts. I mean, I was telling the Welsh in between the breaks, I was like, this is where having a guy like Puig on your team is actually good, because he's young and brash and stupid and doesn't realize how big a moment this is. He could actually get these guys fired back up, because they all look so very sad. Kershaw looks
very
so
sad.
Depressed.
Yeah.
Well, looks like a Houston. Depressed caveman.
He does. That's Clayton Kershaw's batting here. All right. In This League, we're back. It's hour two. Lots going on. We talked a whole bunch about Josh Gordon. We had the candy debate, as our super producer Chris Pavona has dubbed it.
Ooh,
making candy great again. And the voting, we said, which Reese's product is better? I am on the Reese's Pieces side. Bogman is a true and true red-blooded American going for his peanut butter cups, and 83% are on the peanut butter cups. But my Reese's Pieces, we're making a comeback here.
Yeah, it's 83% to 17% now. 83% to 17%. But what I tell you, what I am going to do in the next segment is I'm going to go get my sticks. And I'm going to eat them on the air to make the Welsh jealous.
Oh, you have Reese's sticks?
Oh yeah, I got the king size.
Oh,
you were talking about that the other day. You're like, you have to get the four. I'm like, they make two? I had no idea.
The most worthless product is selling two. Yeah, honestly. the small size things, like having, you know, those little tiny peanut butter cups, that's garbage. Those are garbage.
That's why you got to get a bag of like 50 of them.
Yeah, no.
That's why I don't get when you say, oh, I can only eat two. What are you
I don't like
about?
Those either. You know what? There's a lot of things. This may be another hot take. The mini peanut butter cups, I think those are trash. I don't even want to eat those.
Oh, what are you talking? Are you talking about like the ones in
the minis,
like the bag that aren't wrapped, or are you talking about the individually wrapped little guys?
The individually wrapped little guys.
Oh, no,
those are not great. Good.
Those are
now
my
the ratio. Right the there. Ratios are all off. The ratios are completely off on those.
Ratios
it's like,
are perfectly fine.
No, I'm telling you, they're the worst. I'm telling you, those little
you
minis
have the worst candy takes I've ever heard in my life. I don't know what. Who are you? I thought I knew you. I've known you for 20 years, and I had no idea you had the worst candy takes in the
ratios.
World. This is
they're
ridiculous.
All off. They are completely off. The little ones, they're trash. I don't know what to say.
Moneyball. Let's all right, tell well, us all about the candies.
Go vote on it. All right, we're going to finish up Jay Ajayi, the fantasy value, and what happens there. Plus, week 9 plays, over, under. It's all happening. Bogman Welsh.
We will be back.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money, and lots of it, by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock Daily Fantasy Sports.
Where are we gonna go?
Someplace warm. A place where the beer flows like wine. Where beautiful women instinctively flock like the salmon of Capistrano. I'm talking about a little place called
In This League.
That's a great one. Good job, Pavona. I want that one in my mailbox right after this. I'm put that on the podcast. I love it.
I'm drawing a blank, man. What is it from?
I don't know. I just drew an immediate blank. Pavano, what was that? Because that was Jim Carrey in there.
What was it? Who did he just type that?
Dumb and Dumber. Yeah, that's what it was. I knew it was Jim Carrey.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah, complete, absolute blank. Hey, look, like, it's Dumb and Dumber.
I've heard this a million times, but I can't remember. I was, you know, yeah, I remember all the normal things. Oh, Samsonite. I was way off.
I was way off.
I also
NFL
do remember when they're doing the current affair, and they're like, some sicko sold a headless parrot to a blind young man. He's like, I thought he was really quiet.
They brought that guy by the back for the second one. I didn't watch the second one. Did you?
Nope.
Was it Dumb and Dumber 2 and they misspelled 2?
Yeah, Dumb and Dumber 2. Yeah, and it's T-O-O.
Jim Carrey. That's a guy, huh? That whole thing went off the rails a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, he went... Did you see Netflix has a documentary on him from when he was...
Was that out yet? When I played Andy or Kaufman. Whatever it is?
I don't think it's out yet, but I've watched the trailer a bunch of times. I'm pretty excited about it.
I'm definitely excited about that. I mean, I get stoked up about like people that went crazy, like normal people that become really eccentric. Like, how does that happen?
These crazy people are just awesome to me.
You know how it happens.
And now there are people are throwing baseballs onto the field at Dodger Stadium.
Are they really?
Just random baseballs. I mean, the ball boy went out and got him, so it looks like maybe it's just a couple people, but that definitely happened.
Can you imagine getting thrown out of a game that you probably spent, like, at least $2,000 for?
There's just, like, I'm just not one of those people. So
yeah, well,
I'll never get thrown out of a game unless, you know, I'm in a fight that I did not start, because I'm not going to start a fight at a baseball game. Like,
but
we
I'm
all like
finish it.
I never understood that. We all like baseball, you know?
Yeah.
Why are we fighting?
Yeah, what a rally cry, Bogman. You're the rally Bogman, should be all around the world. Why are we fighting? Let's hold hand in hand. We are all baseball. That's
so you're saying. So you're pro fighting at sports games?
No. Oh, I see all the balls now. No, I'm not pro fighting in anything. I don't. I'm not a big fighter. I'm a big enough guy that people don't.
What are you giving me a bunch of S for here? I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's just like I'm not used to hearing like. You know,
positive
like,
things come out of my mouth.
Yeah, I was like positive Bogman. You were just like, hey, listen, world, we're all one. We can just all have baseball together. Like that doesn't seem like you.
We're definitely not all one,
get out of my way.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, there was one guy starting to try to start the wave in front of me when the Diamondbacks were going to clinch the division
and you
in
pushed
2001,
him 12 rows
or 2011.
Down.
And, no, I was just like, I remember I was staring off into space because I was imagining myself murdering this guy in front of me.
How
and
was,
my friend
by the way,
sitting next to me, she's like, are you all right? I'm like, yeah, I'm just doing this so I don't do it in real life. So
what's the experience like being someone that's been at a game seven? Unfortunately, unlike the Dodgers, you experience a game seven win at home. What was that experience like?
Well, this game's not over, so let's not jinx it because we're both definitely rooting for the Astros. It's not over.
Bogman will eat a whole tomato or can of black olives if the Dodgers win.
You will? Well, I'll
no,
enjoy
you will.
That. No, I absolutely will not. I'll be miserable enough if the Dodgers come back and win this game.
So game seven experience.
It's electric, man. Especially when that was when Mariano Rivera had his like 62 innings of playoff baseball where he hadn't given up a run. And he had never blown a save in the playoffs ever. All that stuff was going on. And that was, you know, it was right after 9/11. So there was a stealth bomber did the flyover. It was crazy. Mm. It was crazy. And seeing like a walk-off in game seven of the World Series 2 is super rare. And I'll never hear a noise that loud again in my entire life. You know,
I wish I was there. Last thing up on the NFL trade deadline, then let's get to these plays. The Jay Ajayi trade, did not see this coming, though. As soon as it happened, we got a lot of chatter that I guess prior to Ajayi's breakout, they were looking to move him. They were trying to get him moved, and then you know he had his breakout. They didn't get it going. They kind of sat with him, and then they wanted just a change. They wanted a change of the locker room. We talked about Adam Gase had just had enough. He goes to the Eagles. It really messes up two situations because the Eagles. I don't remember who it was, but it was the offensive coordinator. Someone said that Blunt is still the number one, but Jay Ajayi is a good pass blocker, and why would you bring him in? if you're not here to make him the number one running back.
J.J.
So, Bogman,
number one. It's gonna be
your view on J.J. first.
I think this probably improves his value a little bit moving forward. I mean, I just, unless Blunt is actually the number one, I can't imagine that he's still the number one. Maybe he is for this week, you know, because J.J. is just coming in and getting adjusted and learning all the calls and all that stuff. So maybe Blunt's the one for this week, but
and
I
they
can't
gotta buy next.
You...
Well, they got to buy next week, so yeah, I could see what you're saying. Maybe they split them. Then there's a buy, and then by week, what would that be? 11. It's all Ajayi.
Yeah, I think it has. Why would you trade for him? You know, yeah, I know that's a crutch argument and all that stuff, but I mean, that's you traded for Ajayi to improve your offense because you just don't have much. Wendell Smallwood's not that good. LeGarrette Blunt is your fourth quarter, you know, run over the defense and wear the defense down guy.
And J.J., he can catch. He's a good pass blocker. There's no reason not to have it. So anyone that owns J.J.,
as long as his knee doesn't, you know, come off of his body, he's fine. So,
you know, and if you think about it, you got this is the number one team in the NFL with the Philadelphia Eagles. Something they may want to do, and maybe this hurts Carson Wentz's value a little bit, they may want to be able to start establishing a run game going in the second half of the season. Less wear and tear on the receivers. Less wear and tear potential on Carson Wentz. Maybe bring down the passes a little bit, and they want
to
have more of an... more of an established running game. So maybe it's a plus on Jay Ajayi that they're really going to, you know, move that way. I don't know if it truly... I wouldn't go in considering that it would hurt Carson Wentz, but I see it as a... Was he at best a low end wide receiver, running back one, or was he more of a high end RB two? And was he now?
You know, I think he was kind of week to week depending on matchup. If I had to pick one in general, I'd say a low end RB one.
Okay, and I would say he's clearly a low end RB one now.
Yeah, I think so. I mean,
this week,
with
little
guys
again
getting hurt and all that stuff.
This week's a little sketchy. This week's a little sketchy.
A little sketchy. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit. And then in Miami, who are you going with? Because there's some chatter about Damian Williams, but Kenyon Drake seems to be the guy.
You know, I tried to buy Kenyon Drake in two of my leagues, and I bid over $40 on him in both, and I didn't get him in either one. I couldn't.
I got him in a couple. I put bids like you're talking about. I think I had a 30. I had some over 40, stuff like that.
You must have beat me in one of them.
So, now I got him in two or three leagues.
I was like, I think the highest someone's going to go is 40, so I'll go 43. And somebody must have said 45. I don't know.
Worst thing that ever happened, though, is it was on Halloween night. Because then after all the trick-or-treating and eating the candy, I was out like a light at like 10 p.m. And I forgot to put in the rest of my waiver claims.
That's funny. I have that some nights, too. But like the worst is remembering it like 12:01. You're like...
You want worse?
Why?
You want worse? 11:58, and you're like, which league do I go to? No, it's the worst. I've
Too
had that.
Many
I'm like,
leagues.
How many can I get in quickly? It's a nightmare. You got to pick one player and try to put in your bids across all the systems. It totally is.
I think it's Drake in Miami, but I just don't think that I like that situation. Even though I put in a bunch of money on Drake, that's because we had 16-man leagues that we're doing. So. You know,
I think
just
he was
a
worth
running
it
back that's going to
get
10 carries is valuable there. I mean, I put in a bit on Corey Clement. So
yeah. Last thing, and then we'll get to the plays. Zeke Elliott. I mean, we called this on the Fantasy Football Podcast because we flipped coins for decisions. We called this over a week or two ago that it was going to go down. But there's like another ruling that's happening. Like every time they're like, you're out. And he's like, nah, I got another lawyer. In theory, he's done. He's out. He's not. Though, I don't know if you saw this. The judge that ruled on him getting his six-game suspension and having to serve it, her husband was on the board of NFL labor suspensions. Like, her husband's a part of the NFL firm that, like, does suspensions. So, a little conflict of interest.
Maybe throw
but he's
all
out.
That out and start over.
Alfred,
isn't that what everybody wants, just to go through all of this again?
That I wouldn't be shocked if they did. Alfred Morris jumps into the labeled RB1 role. Darren McFadden's there, but even teammates have said Rod Smith might be the most underrated guy and could overtake the job. How do you approach that with we only have a minute left here. How are you approaching that?
Oh, God. I think Alfred Morris is going to be the guy at first, and then Darren McFadden. I kind of think this is why they've been holding on to him the whole time. So I still think... Darren McFadden will get most of the carries throughout these next 6 weeks. But Rod Smith is the passing down guy. He's kind of like Lance Dunbar was when Dunbar was in there.
I was about to say
McFadden before.
I think I might take Rod Smith over Darren McFadden at this point. I think Rod Smith could overtake, but they're going to give the chance to Alfred Morris. It's a messy situation that is costing you guys Ezekiel Elliott for probably most of your season. Of course, unless they just keep bending the rules and breaking the law and you know, he'll never actually play. I don't know. All right. We are going to jam through some plays because we got plays to jam through. So don't go anywhere. It is Scott Bogman, Chris Welsh. Week 9 NFL plays coming up.
Friends, if you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created 3 others. That's 4 people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
Welcome in this league.
I love you.
Ready to party!
Well, you guys could party, potentially, if you get down with the Fantasy Sports Radio Network and Fantasy Drafts contest they have going on, where it gives you the opportunity to receive 2 tickets to the big game in Minnesota. But what do you got to do? Well, you need to go to dailyroto.com/DKMS because there's actually something good that you could do in the process. You can help as they are trying to delete blood cancer. They're looking for donors, donations, all of that. If you want to make a difference, because believe me, it is needed, you could simply go on, you can get hooked up, and then you can find a link where you can go on and play the free contest over at Fantasy Draft via the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. And if you win on that week, you will be one of 16 teams entered into the Week 17 contest, where the winner of that will be going to the big game. And you are obligated, if you are a listener of In This League, to take me or Bogman, but mainly me.
But mainly me. Because my team has a chance to go. Your team does not.
No, they don't.
When your team does, then you know,
when
it can be a coin flip.
We sign Alshon Jeffrey, and then we draft Saquon Barkley, and then we trade for a defensive player, and we draft lots of offensive linemen, then we're good.
Boom. Right. There you go. Trust the process,
that's the formula.
Right?
Trust the process. All right. Trust the process with our picks. We do the against the spread. We do the over-under. How did we do last week?
You did pretty good against the spread, 7-6, over-under, 8-5. Very nice job. I was 7-6 against the spread, but 6-7 over-under, so not so hot. So we're kind of sitting at about average. You know.
Can we get can we get an overall? Can someone do that for
us? Just add them up. You're good.
I'm never going to happen. Never. Can we get somebody to offer themselves
up? So why
up?
Do I have to do it?
Because
why don't we do a poll? Who should add them up? Bogman or the Welsh?
I didn't say you. Somebody not me. It doesn't mean that's you. Anyone
See, well, who else would add them up?
I don't know. Someone that wants to do something for In This League, and then we'll give them credit. And we'll talk about them.
I just assume you're dumping work on me.
No. I just not me. That's like the most important. Yes, Pavona. He just said me. Yes, Pavona. You have access to the show sheet. Please, every single one of the shows, we have everyone. Let's count them all, because I would be curious where we are against the spread on the season and over under. Like where do we sit?
I bet you were right at 50%. Like there's not even you're going to be a little bit over 50% on against
because
the spread.
I had a 15-0 week.
Right, because of your big week, you'll be over, but. I bet a little bit over. I bet you're like 4 games over against the spread, and we're both 1 or 2 games, 4 games over on the over-unders, and then we're both 1 or 2 games away on against the spread. I bet that's
breaking news. We are 80% to 20% Reese's Pieces peanut butter cups. Reese's Pieces has 20%. Breaking news on which Reese's product is better. People are coming around. People are realizing this. Good on you guys. I am very proud of our listeners. This is an amazing thing.
People are just contrarians.
Right. It's not contrarians. It is
like
when's the last time you had a Reese's
terrible
Pieces?
Terrible take.
When did you have one?
Not long. Like, I remember what they taste like.
Yeah, they taste
they're those
like
things. You know, they're
the
okay. They're not as good as peanut butter cups. Yeah, I know. I know
the things are. That your fingers are nice and clean after. It has maybe even a better taste than the peanut butter cups.
Yeah, I'm sure you're worried about the cleanliness of the stuff you're wolfing down your gullet.
Absolutely.
It's the same
thing.
Just like me. I'm not worried about cleanliness.
No, I totally am. If I can have a food that doesn't spill onto me, then I can quickly delete any of the shame. But as soon
only
as
when
like,
you're driving.
You ever had that where you're sitting in even if you're sitting in your car and you're eating something and then like, you know, ketchup or something goes on your shirt and you're like,
yeah.
God damn it. You're like, oh.
It's the worst because we're big fat guys too. And then everybody's like, oh, well, surprised that fatty over here couldn't shovel that burger down his gullet fast.
It's like just paint a big old red A on my chest. That's what it feels like. It's like, well, everyone's going to see this all week or day.
All right.
You're gonna
assume
you're going to wash your shirt and everything. Okay. All right. All right. Picks here for NFL week 9, the Buffalo Bills at the New York Jets. The Buffalo Bills will be rocking with a brand new wide receiver, Kelvin Benjamin, I assume. Buffalo's favored by 3. The over-under is 43.
I'm going to take Buffalo and the under in this one. I think that Buffalo's probably going to win. I think they're better than the Jets. The Jets have been playing well, obviously not running the ball enough, just like Matt Forte has told us. But I think they're going to kind of shut down McCown and the Jets a little bit this week. So Buffalo and the under for me.
I am going to go, I'm torn on the over-under. I'm definitely going Buffalo on this one. I like Buffalo in this game. LeSean McCoy is so back. They're so back. I'm going to go, I'll go under two. They have 43. I don't like the, I don't, no, no.
That's a bit high. It's touch high.
Still touch. Yeah. Just a smidge. Atlanta
at Carolina.
24-17
game, that's 41 points. I think that's kind of what it could be.
Ooh, like, question so. Before the next game. Do you think Kelvin Benjamin has any type of a role in this game?
Nah, maybe. I think he'll do. It's so lateral. It's like exactly what you said.
Four for 61.
50 yards. Yeah, something like that.
Okay. All right. Kind of relevant. Atlanta at Carolina. Carolina is now Benjamin-less. Carolina's favored by 1.5, which.
How?
I don't know anything about sports then, if how this is possible. The over-under is 43.5. I don't understand how Carolina is. I know they're at home, but how are they favored by 1.5?
Well, Atlanta's looked bad this year, too, but Atlanta's coming off the bye week. Sure,
are they assuming
have to travel? But
are they assuming Freeman's also going to be hurt?
I have no idea what they're assuming, but I'm going to take Atlanta, and I'll take the under on this one because I've. You know, the Panthers are having trouble scoring. The Falcons aren't as crisp as they were. Carolina's favorite in this game for whatever reason. So it's definitely going to go under, and I'll take Atlanta.
That's my favorite response ever that you've had. I'm going to get the giggles here. You're like, I'm going to take the under because, you know, like that was all you said. And then you paused. It's the best response ever, too. I'm going to take the under because, like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's totally right. It's the dumb. It's so stupid. I'm going to take Atlanta and the over because, like, you know, because like Atlanta's going to score.
Because, you know, I guess like, all those facts I spilled out after I paused don't count. Is that what you're saying? I was like, Atlanta's coming off the bye week. Both the offenses are struggling, you know. All right. I'll do the next one because the Welsh is in the freaking giggle zone over here. Cincinnati at Jacksonville. Jacksonville is favored by 4.5. Over-under on this one is lower than the other two somehow at 39.5, Mr. Giggles.
It's a trap. I don't like that one, you know. I'm going to go Jacksonville and the over on this one. This one actually feels kind of easy to me. Cincinnati, they're a train wreck, dude. I mean, they cannot run the ball. Jacksonville's defense has been surprisingly good this year. Fournette has had 2 weeks off of rest. I am team Jacksonville on this one.
I take Jacksonville in the under because, you know, and stuff. Now, I think both these defenses are pretty strong. You know, Fournette should have a decent game in this one, but I don't know if he's going to go crazy wild. You know, Blake Bortles is still Blake Bortles. Cincinnati is struggling. So, I mean, Cincinnati was favored by 10.5 points, and they beat Indy by a point.
Yeah,
so
it's not good.
They're not very good. I think Jacksonville in the under, but I feel like I'm going too many unders here.
I'm very shocked you're going the under. That is that the lowest of the week, 39.5, and you're taking the under?
Yeah, I just think that this is going to be a ground and pound game, man. Okay. So, how's Andy Dalton going to? They can't run the ball, and Andy Dalton's going to throw against a team with the most sacks in the NFL, even after a bye week. That's going to be rough.
Yeah, maybe. He might be right. Rams at the Giants. The Rams are favored by 3.5. The over-under is 42.
Give me the Rams and give me the over. They are going to pound the Giants into the ground. I think this could be a 43-0 game. So
this is a Todd Gurley game.
Over.
This is a Todd Gurley game, right?
Yeah, it could be a Todd Gurley game. Or it could be a Jared Goff game.
Ooh, could it be a Sammy Watkins game?
Nope.
Nope. Of course not, because Sammy Watkins is trash. Nope, I am going to go Rams and over as well. That's what you said, right?
Yep, Rams and the over.
All right, Denver at Philly. Philly with a brand new Jay Ajayi. They are favored by 8. The over-under is 43.5. It looks like Paxton Lynch. Is it Paxton Lynch that's going to start this week?
It's Brock
or Osweiler.
Lobster.
Oh, God, it's even better. It gets better. Brock Osweiler is going to be starting. Philly favored by 8, over under 43.5. What about you?
Philly and I'll go with the over just because Philly is going to score a lot of points in this game because Brock Osweiler. Like, Brock Osweiler could get benched in favor of Trevor Siemian. It's going to be an ugly game.
I would give anything if all three of those quarterbacks could play. I want Lynch, Osweiler, and Siemian all in one game. That's a trifecta. That's like it's a golden sombrero, as they would say in baseball. That would be that for the NFL. I am going to go, it's hard to go against Philly. I don't like the 8, but I'm going to go Philly, and I'm going to go the, did you say over? I want to say, I'm going to go the under.
Yeah, I already had it written out.
Okay, yeah, you knew. Contrarian here. Let's see. I think we got one more here, at least to get into. Indianapolis at Houston. Houston is a 13-point favorite, and the over-under is a 50.
Yeah, Houston and the over for both of us, right?
You're just picking for me.
Yeah, it's Deshaun Watson. How are we ever going to pick against Deshaun? Look what he did against Seattle's defense on the
road.
Great
point. Fair point. All right, let's get one more.
Come on.
Tampa at New Orleans. New Orleans, a 7-point favorite. Over-under is 50.
I'll go New Orleans in the under in this one. Tampa Bay's could only put up 3 points against Carolina last week. New Orleans defense still underrated, like I said before. So I'm going to go New Orleans in the under.
I kind of like the over in this game. Ah. It's part of me that wants to take Tampa. Yeah, I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna take Tampa in the over in this game. I think New Orleans wins, but I'm going to say Tampa is going to cover in this game. We were told that Jameis Winston is ready to be back. I mean, we got to take that for what it is, right?
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I cut Jameis in our 10-man league. I'm done.
Rightfully so. He doesn't deserve to be owned in a 10-man league. All right. We got more coming up here. We got Baltimore, Tennessee, Washington, Seattle, the rest of the game by lowly 49ers. And any more World Series talk, if anything exciting happens, it's Bogman, the Welsh, in this league. Don't go anywhere.
It never gets old.
All right, everyone. Two truths, one lie.
I was going to be on The Real World. I play the oboe.
And I saved a kid's life.
You definitely never saved a kid's life.
I'm serious. Last summer, I donated bone marrow to a kid who had leukemia.
Saving a life. The truth is, it's easier than you think. Learn how at dkms.org.
Who knew we were living with a hero?
A hero who plays the oboe.
In this league. Something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call? In this league. There's something weird. In this league.
Astros are winning. Ooh, the Dodgers.
I ain't afraid of game 7.
I ain't afraid of no Dodgers. It's a good day to be alive. I mean, if your team's not in it, at least what you can do is you can root against the team that you hate more than anything. Right? That's the positive thing.
You know, I'm originally from Houston, so I've got a lot of family in Houston. They're all very excited about the Astros. And
I lived in LA. I hate them.
My mom wants to get together a like a Christmas list. She's like, "Do you want Astro stuff?" I'm like, "No, like I like the Astros fine and everything, but I'm a Diamondbacks fan. Like, but I want the Dodgers to lose way more than I want the Astros to win."
Yeah.
Like, I don't want the Astros to win, but I really want the Dodgers to lose.
It's a powerful thing when your hate is stronger than your positivity. When the dark side takes over and you have to, you know, hone that red lightsaber, it's a powerful thing to walk around with.
That's right. That's right.
That's right. All right. let's get into it. We are talking about the plays for week 9. Where are we at? We're at Baltimore, Tennessee. Tennessee is favored by 4. Over-under is 43. What are you doing?
Well, I know Flacco is going to play in this game. This line was actually off until today, until they said that he's going to play in this game. So, but I'm still going to take Tennessee coming off a bye. DeMarco Murray practicing in full. Looks like he's good to go. I'm going to take Tennessee and that's a tough line. Baltimore put up a lot of points last week.
I don't trust any of them. I don't trust any Baltimore Raven. I don't care what.
You know what? I'm going to take the over because I just feel like I've been taking too many unders. So Tennessee in the over.
Yeah, that's a good gambling strategy, by the way. I'm doing too much of this. Do some of that. Though I kind of agree with you here. I think I'm going to take the over on this one because they have established something with Alex Collins. Their receivers are just.
Are you taking Baltimore,
laughable.
Or are you going to take
Tennessee? No. I'm taking Tennessee. I'm not a psychopath. I'm going to just take the over as well. Washington at Seattle. Terrell Pryor says he's ready to contribute, and it's week 9.
Just I'm ready to eat.
Yeah, just I'm ready so for you to knows. Contribute as well, please. Seattle is favored by 7. The over-under is 45.
Why don't you start us out with this one?
Oh, just me starting? Okay. I am going to go. I hate the 7. That's why they do it to you. I'm going to take Washington in the over.
Washington in the over.
I mean, I like them to cover. I have got a lot of overs.
Yeah. I mean, that is a bigger line this week. I'm still going to take Seattle, and I'm going to take the over in this one, too. Seattle can score, I think. Maybe their defense isn't as good as we thought it was. Like, what do you think it is? Is Seattle's defense not as good as we thought? Or is Deshaun Watson a Hall of Famer already?
I think it might be a Hall of Fame Deshaun Watson.
I think it's more likely that Seattle's defense is a touch overrated. So I'm going to take Seattle in the over.
I agree on that one. My lowly 49ers are going up against the Cardinals. It's in San Francisco. Am I reading this right? No, you just didn't put it right. The Niners are not favored.
No, it's Arizona favored by 2. I put it on wrong.
Okay. Arizona's favored by 2. The over-under is 39.5. This game will feature C.J. Beathard versus Drew Stanton.
How are they going to hit the over?
I don't know.
Oh, Christ. All right. I'm going to take Arizona. I'll take the over.
I think it's going to be a messy game?
Yeah, I think it's going to be gross. I think it's going to be a lot of Adrian Peterson. The Cardinals are coming off a bye week, so they had a little extra time to get prepped. They could put some points up, even with Drew Stanton. I'll take the Cardinals in the over.
I'm going to take the Cardinals, but I'm going to take the under in this one. This is like a 20-3, maybe 20-10, just waiting to happen. I actually am kind of a believer in Drew Stanton. Like, if you're in deeper leagues or you're in a really messy quarterback situation, I actually like him in this game. I like him putting up some numbers. He's been in this offense a long time. They're not going to worry about, you know, tapering back with him. They're going to let him go.
They had chances to trade him. You know, they don't have as good a chances as, as Garoppolo or A.J. McCarron would have. Like, they couldn't have got that good of a return, but they could have got something decent for him. And they didn't do him because they wanted him, so.
And you still got all your offensive weapons, so I don't know. I'm in there, so I could see Stanton having an efficient-ish type of day, maybe a couple touchdowns, 250 yards. But it doesn't mean we're going to hit the over. Like I said, this could be 24-10, something like that. So Kansas City at Dallas, it's a pick 'em game, and over under is 51.5.
That's the highest line of the week.
A Kansas City team, too.
Yeah, I'm going to take Kansas City, and I'm going to take the under in this one. I don't see Dallas putting up as many points without Zeke in this one, obviously. And Kansas City's defense has got to bow up again. I know they're a little bit overrated, but I think they'll get a little bit back on track. And I feel like this could be a low-scoring game. Maybe Dallas won't have to put up a bunch of points to win this game. So, you know, it is a pick, so it's going to be fairly close. I don't see how it gets to 51.5, though.
That's a fair point. I'm essentially going to agree with everything that you said. I'm going to go Kansas City for sure on the pick'em, even though it's in Dallas. And I'm going to go the under. I mean, the Dallas, you know, they may not miss a step. You know, that just Alfred Morris goes in, but I just don't know that the efficiency is going to be there. And Kansas City may want to play a slow down pace game as well. So I could see the under for sure happening, which will guarantee this is like a 75-point game. But I'm going to go KC and the under. Oakland at Miami. Oakland is favored by 3 with horrible Derek Carr. Why do we ever pick Derek Carr? With the over-under 44. So what do you think?
God, I think we should start recording at the beginning of this game on Sunday. I'm going to say Oakland. Oakland in the under. You got to take the under on Oakland games until they start running Marshawn Lynch, which this looks like a great, awesome Marshawn Lynch matchup against, you know, I mean, Alex Collins just put up a billion yards against the Rapids or against the Dolphins last week. So why wouldn't Marshawn Lynch be able to do that? Oh, because they're only going to run him 7 times. It's so annoying.
I feel like you're setting yourself up, though.
Well, I'm going to take Oakland in the under. So
I feel like you're setting yourself up with Marshawn Lynch, though. That's what I mean.
Oh, you think I'm trying to do that?
I think the Marshawn Lynch, where do you view
him? Well, it never works. Like, even if I was, like, trying to do, like, reverse psychology, like, say that so that this is the game he gets 20 carries, like, they're never going to do it anyway.
It's an RB2.
You said it a million times. It's never going to happen. So
it's an RB2? RB3?
It's going to be, he's going to get 13 carries for 67 yards and no scores. Jalen Richard is going to get something. The crazy goal line back, Alawazalabalabalabele, is going to score the touchdown like he did last week. Sucks. I hate that.
I think you might literally have nailed the exact down-to-the-number stats of what's going to happen in that game. I think there is a high probability that that is happening.
So what are you? So you're taking Oakland in the under, too? Is that what you're doing?
The under. How do you take the over in this game?
You take Matt Moore and Kenyon Drake?
Oh, my God. You hear yourself? You hear that? Stars, Kenny Stills, Matt Moore, and Kenyon Drake.
I think Parker's back, right? Isn't Parker back?
Devontae Parker.
Or is this going to be another tough game?
It might be a tough game. They might have to sit out. Oh, I'm actually, the one thing I am excited about this game for is to see, like, what's the adjustment coming off of the Adam Gase blowout? Like, where he loses his mind, how are they going to adjust?
You know what? Let's just go see a movie instead of this game.
Ooh, if that was on primetime, there's zero chance. I'd rather watch
Sunday night.
Moana.
That's Sunday night.
It's a Sunday night game?
Yeah. That's why I said we should start recording our show like right in the middle of, like right at the beginning of that.
Oh, there's no chance. There's no chance. I'm not going to even watch that game.
Game's terrible.
This is the worst game ever. What movie? Oh, let's go see Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah, let's do that. And forget all of our responsibilities.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Boy, why would we give anything for that? I'll steal my kids' candy and go watch a movie and not be around anybody. Best day of my life.
Let's go to one of those theaters that brings you the beer. That's what we want.
Oh, those are the best. Can you, by the way, have you sat and thought, like, what kind of animals we used to be and the games we used to, like, the movies we'd go to, they didn't serve alcohol. Someone wouldn't come and, like, take care of you. Your feet wouldn't lift up. You just sat in those garbage, crappy seats, and you had to, like, like a madman and pick your seat, but, like, when you got there.
You never brought the flask? Come on, you brought
the flask. Totally. But I'm telling you, I will not go to a movie unless my seat is picked out before I enter the place.
Yeah, same.
Zero chance I'm going to be an animal and try
savage.
To pick out a seat.
Come on.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Flask was a must. Last game here is Detroit at Green Bay. Detroit is favored by 2.5. Over-under is 43.
Man, Detroit should have beat Pittsburgh last week. I watched that game, and I was kind of surprised at how the Steelers defense bowed up goal line, and that was the third most offensive yards a team has had without scoring a touchdown. It's not going to happen again. I'm going to take Detroit and the over in this one. They're going to thump Green Bay.
Really?
I think so, man. Brett Hundley.
I'm going to go odd here because I'm going to take the over, but I'm going to go Green Bay on this one.
Green Bay and the over?
I like the adjustments.
It's Monday night.
Their bye was last week. And they had a bye last week.
Yeah, but it's still Hundley.
Aaron Jones, so. Hundley, Montgomery, Jordy Nelson, clicking. And this is in Green Bay.
Is there a quarterback more underrated than Stafford? I mean, I know he's not paid as an underrated quarterback, but he's good, man.
Deshaun Watson's good. That would be the one.
Well, he's not underrated anymore. He's going to be
maybe. All right, I'm going to go Green Bay and the over, and we will come back with one last segment. I want to talk about the mystery gambler, the guy that let it ride six straight times. Did he do it in this game? We'll tell you. Don't go anywhere.
This league.
Josh Gordon is back.
He cannot play for you until week 13.
It's really tough if he doesn't come back until week 14 to put your major trust into Josh Gordon, but there's no other guy that's going to be on the wire when you're passing the trade deadline, when you're dealing with scumbag league mates who want a thousand billion gajillion things for Alan Hearns. What are you going to do? You can take the chance on trying to get Josh Gordon.
Wednesdays from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In this league.
I thought we were going to be just friends.
What? Friends listen to...
In this league.
In the dark.
Yes, they do. They always do. I'll tell you who I would listen to In This Love With is Kate Upton. Best upside of the World Series and Justin Verlander being around is the random shots of Kate Upton. Thank you very much, World Series. Thank you very much. We'll get to see more as Verlander gets to be a champion. Bogman, did you see? You distracted. There was a mystery bettor who most times betting doesn't get. The second suitor doesn't get like major attention outside of like things, you know, the lines and stuff moving. But it spread word after the fifth game that this mysterious bettor, RJ Bell, RJ in Vegas is a Twitter handle, has been kind of uncovering this. He's trying to figure out who it is, and he has this tweet from October 31st, because after the Game 5 that he won $8 million. And what this guy was doing is every bet, he let it ride, and he got five straight. God. Can you imagine? Can you even fathom after one? Like you're drunk when you let Game 1 go into Game 2. You're insane when you ride Game 3 into Game 4. And this guy let it ride into Game 5. So then RJ Bell is kind of uncovering some of it. He says, here's what we know about him. He's won $8 million. He's younger than 30, Eastern European, and he's spreading bets. He's spreading bets across town. He tried to bet $2.8 million at one book. So he's going in and he's walking to all the books. Then they're calling him the Let It Ride bettor. He wins game six. Up to $14 million. Can you even fathom that for a minute?
No, I can't. To be younger than I am, probably better looking, European, so you have that accent that all the women love, and now you've just won $14 million.
Nope. And you have all the reason to not shower, and women won't think one way or another, because you're European. They're always European. That's totally fine. Super hairy arms, always European. I'm just saying. You don't brush your teeth. They're like, he's European. He's totally
European. You sound like Jim Gaffigan. He's got a Latin temper. If you're a white guy, that guy's a jerk.
Yeah, Pavona is typing to us about a European chick that he dated. I mean, there's probably hair on the arm. I'm just pointing out. So this guy, the power that he has, this report by RJ Bell, it says Vegas is scared. Where this is on his Twitter handle, where the guy simply walking into a sports book changed the lines at 7:19 p.m. The line was Houston negative 107. They were favored by 107.
I thought you meant that the physical line it cleared out because of the smell of the not showering.
He walks in. 11:31, the line changes to 107. Then 11:43, the line is 130. By 11:51, The line is 150 by this guy walking in. That is the line he took in the game six. After he places his bet, it goes down to 120 to the Dodgers.
Jeez.
In a matter of 7 minutes at 7:58 p.m. after he leaves, Vegas adjusted the line off of the sight of this guy. Game seven, he kept his money and ran. Didn't bet game seven because anything can happen. Anything can happen, though you know he is hating himself if he was going to bet on the Houston Astros. You know that is true, my friends. You know it. All right, that is the show in this league. Scott Bogman, Chris Welsh, we love you. Tune in next week. Bye-bye, my friends.
See ya.